This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. The headlines. Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Dohoma presents budget for financial year 2026-2027. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma tells Assembly, government is proactively working to reduce unemployment. Tripura emerging as trade corridor connecting India with Southeast Asia. And Assam government launches three significant welfare schemes for students. The news in detail. Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Dohoma presented a 17,469.91 crore rupees budget for the financial year 2026-27 in the State Assembly yesterday. The budget focuses on improving social infrastructure, connectivity, agriculture and enhancing anti-drug efforts. The Chief Minister also presented supplementary demands for grants for the current fiscal 2025-26 amounting to 3,724.25 crore rupees. Presenting his third budget after the Zoram People's Movement assumed power in December 2023, Lal Dohoma, who holds the finance portfolio, said the government will continue to implement its flagship Banakai handholding scheme to improve the livelihoods of farmers. Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma told the Assembly yesterday that the government has been proactively working to reduce unemployment. This was being done through policy decisions and other interventions like skilling, entrepreneurship support, including leveraging flow of investments into the state. He dismissed the opposition's contention that the state employment initiatives have underperformed. Highlighting the administration's efforts, the Chief Minister said approximately 3.66 lakh employment opportunities had been created in recent years. Tripura is emerging as a trade corridor connecting India with Southeast Asia. And in this context, Sepahijala district, which shares an international border, holds significant importance. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said this after a review meeting to assess the progress of various flagship programs and ongoing government developmental projects in Sepahijala yesterday. He said that developmental works in the district were being carried out effectively through coordination between the administration and elected representatives. The district has shown commendable performance in several schemes, including the Lakhpati Didi initiative. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is giving special priority to the development of the northeastern region, Dr. Singh said. The 6th India-Japan Intellectual Conclave held at Vivanta Hotel in Shillong yesterday was attended by Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma and Ambassador Ono Keiichi, besides officials. Chief Minister Sangma said that the India-Japan ties are anchored in mutual respect, democratic values and a shared vision for economic cooperation and sustainable development. Elaborating on the legacy of partnership between Japan and Meghalaya, the Chief Minister informed that 47 nurses from the state are placed in Japan. He also said that the Shillong Cherry Blossom Festival has for the last 2 years had exclusive Japanese pavilions offering the visitors a chance to explore Japanese tradition, cuisine and culture. The Mizoram State University Amendment Bill 2026 was passed by the Assembly yesterday, paving the way for establishment of the Mizoram State University. Education Minister Pu Van Lal Thlana told the House that key posts had been created and recruitment advertisements issued. Lunglei will be the headquarters of the university, he said. Locating the headquarters in Lunglei would help address regional imbalance in higher education, the minister maintained. Meghalaya has 197.6 police personnel per lakh persons, which is the guideline of the Bureau of Police Research and Development. There are 86 police stations in the state with around 50 to 60 personnel in each, Deputy Chief Minister Preston Tinsong told the Assembly yesterday. He said there is a shortage of police personnel due to retirement, untimely deaths, and so recruitment process is on to fill these vacancies. Mr. Tinsong, who is in charge of Home Police Department, said 3,000 police personnel have completed the recruitment process and their appointments would be made soon. Even after this recruitment, there is still a shortage of about 1,000 police personnel, and so these vacancies would be filled soon, he added. The Manipur government is conducting a structured 6-week Jan Samvad-based information, education and communication campaign for dissemination of provisions of the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Act 2025 across all districts. The Kachin District Administration organized an IEC program which was attended by officials from the Rural Development and Panchayati Raj and District Information Office. Block Development and Program Officers, besides Gram Panchayat members, Gram Rozgar Sahayaks, Panchayat Secretaries, SAGs, frontline workers and other stakeholders will take part in the program in the weeks ahead. Tripura's first premier incubation and innovation hub, T-Nest, Tripura, Nurturing Entrepreneurship and Startups, was inaugurated at the International Trade Center premises in Hapania, Agartala, by Chief Minister Manik Shaha yesterday. The initiative aims to strengthen the startup ecosystem and promote entrepreneurship across Tripura. Speaking at the event, Union Minister of State for Science and Technology and Earth Sciences, Dr. Jitendra Singh, said that the northeastern region is rapidly emerging as one of the key drivers of India's future growth. He highlighted Tripura's natural resources, particularly bamboo, as a major asset for economic development. The Assam government launched three significant welfare schemes yesterday aimed at supporting students across the state. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma formally launched the Nijut Babu scheme, which provides financial assistance to students enrolling in degree courses in colleges across Assam. The government also launched the Mukhyamantri Jibon Prerona scheme to provide financial support to students, particularly girls, after completing their degree courses. The first Northeast Festival of Rice, Grains of Heritage, commenced at Agri Expo in Dimapur, Nagaland, yesterday. Nagaland Agriculture Advisor Ma Thung Yanthan termed the event historic and emphasized the cultural significance of rice for Northeast communities. Highlighting the Northeast as a globally recognized hotspot of agrobiodiversity, he said Nagaland alone has more than 200 identified indigenous rice varieties adapted over generations to diverse microclimates. He also raised concerns over the impact of climate change on agriculture and stressed the need for climate-resilient, high-yielding rice varieties while preserving traditional germplasm. Union Minister of State for Steel and Heavy Industries, Bhupati Raju Srinivasa Varma, arrived in Imphal yesterday on a three-day visit to Manipur. He met Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand Singh and discussed about the immense potential in heavy industry sectors, which can significantly improve economic conditions and job creations. He will visit Noni district today and review the ongoing central projects. The Union Minister will also inspect the ongoing Jiribam-Imphal Railways projects and attend a public gathering. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu inaugurated Foundational Literacy and Numeracy Centre at Doimukh Papumpari district yesterday. It is a transformative step towards strengthening early education. The centre aims to ensure that every child achieves essential reading, writing and numeracy skills by the end of grade 3, while staying connected to local Arunachal culture and heritage. And before we wind up, another look at the headlines. Mizoram Chief Minister Laldu Homa presents budget for financial year 2026-2027. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma tells Assembly, government is proactively working to reduce unemployment. Tripura is emerging as a trade corridor connecting India with Southeast Asia. And Assam government launches three significant welfare schemes for students. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani, Shillong. Have a nice day.